Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Naya. How may I help you?
Yes, Naya. This is Arthur Perez. I had canceled my subscription, and I was wondering when y'all were going to put it back on my card.
Okay, let me check your account and see if you asked for a refund or if you just asked to be canceled. Give me one second. Can I get your zip code to find your account?
Yes, 79316.
First and last name?
So what?
First and last name.
Arthur Perez.
And are you able to verify your address for security purposes?
Yes, 911 East Hill, Brownfield, Texas.
Okay, I do see your account. Give me one second while I look at this account and see what happened.
Okay.
I see this was done on the 27th of April.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Y'all got me a confirmation number and everything.
Right. So as they stated, you only asked for a cancellation. You never asked for a refund. But if you want me to process that refund, it's an early cancellation fee, and it's a $5 non-refundable fee. I do want to let you know that before I process your refund.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
All righty. Did they already tell you what the charges were for when you first called?
Yeah, they had told me some kind of description. They wanted me to, that they would give me a chance and stuff. No, I just wanted to cancel it all. It was $49.
Okay. Give me one second. I can't get that refund done for you. Let's see here. Okay, I did get that refund done for you. It should take 3 to 5 business days to hit your account. And I also did, and well, your account is already canceled out from when you first called. Is there anything else I can do for you?
That'll be it. I sure appreciate it a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.